I'm Jim Reed, and this is a page from my Red Clay Diary. It's all about life, actually. This particular entry from my diary takes me back to youth way long ago and takes me back to what I loved to do in the nighttime outside in the yard by myself. It's called The Invisible Sky. Lying on my back in a rickety, pinchy, folding deck chair, I can observe the nighttime sky and the twinkling heavens. There is nothing like this experience. I am face up, gazing into the void and imagining what it would be like to stare skyward from atop a rotating planet mere light years from here. What it would be like to gaze at somebody like me from afar, gazers gazing at one another. Back here in the 1950s, I wonder whether in the future the skies will remain so clear, so unobstructed. I imagine and dread encroaching industry and indiscreet lights slowly occluding this cosmic view. Many decades from now, I will be writing about this wonderful experience, hoping that you and I can compare notes about stargazing, hoping that someone else besides me actually notices what's going on up there. By the 1980s, I again have the privilege of looking up at the darkened skies and seeing a long-tailed comet hovering in clear view. The comet remains there night after night. Each day I ask most people I meet whether they are awed by this floating diamond. Each person admits to forgetting to look up. Each promises to catch a glimpse of this imposing phenomenon. Next day after next day, each person snaps fingers and confesses to once again missing the opportunity. Am I the only one making note of this remarkable visitor to our solar realms? I want to share and compare, but a million-mile comet does not seem to inspire the people I talk with. Back again to the 1950s, I am recalling right now. I note and absorb this glorious moment. Just me and the firmament and hope against hope that I will never grow so old, so distracted, so pummeled by life, that I will forget a special time and place when I realized that the skies and the skies realize me.